Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. Today, we have the lovely, the talented Autumn Dell with Get It Together Cleaning. This amazing young woman started Get It Together Cleaning Services in 2018. We're recording this early 2021. She's in Loganville, Georgia. I believe right outside of Atlanta, although I've never been. She started because her kids were in school. They had some debt they wanted to pay off. So it kind of started as her exchanging her time with mop for money. After about a year, she hired her first employee, and now she has built a team and is out of the field, not having to clean at all. Did I miss anything, Autumn?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Before we jump right into your question, I wanted to say, I'm trying to think of an intro. Give us your best story about maybe an employee doing something crazy, just so everyone out there is like, oh, she's for real. She's actually had employees. I've been there. Give us something crazy.
Well, it's been this past week. It was a crazy week, but I feel like I was totally prepared for it. We had our newest employee. It's pretty clear she was stealing. And so nipped that in the bud, got her out, but it was no problem. Like, I got the items replaced, and luckily I had a really good relationship with the client, and you know, they were super appreciative of how we handled it. But I had cleaners in place where I'll replace her, but it's not a dire emergency. Like, it didn't mean I had to clean. So
a couple things. One, full disclosure, Autumn has been through our program. And typically we have, when people have been through the program, we share their stories, and she's going to share her story throughout. But she's like, Lindsay booked her and had it. She's like, yeah, Autumn has a question because she has a question. So we're going to do a little bit of a hybrid in terms of when we got a client. Obviously you'll hear her story as we go, but it's going to be a coaching call, and that Autumn had a question. I want to make sure that we help her. So that said, just real quick before we move on to your question, hopefully everyone heard what she said. I don't want you to think it's magic. It really is two things, because having coached thousands of owners of cleaning companies, I've heard more than a couple times, oh my gosh, I've had someone steal from me, or even worse, what if someone steals from me? So it's bad enough when someone's like, someone took something, I have to deal with it, right? That is an owner, we have to deal with that. That's usually like 4% of the problem. 96% of the problem is fear. I can't hire. What if someone steals? I heard a deal like on a podcast that this woman and an employee stole. So we handicap ourselves from fear of something that may happen. It never does happen. And Autumn is a picture perfect example of what that should look and feel like as an owner when something like that happens, right? She didn't slough it off like, oh, it's okay, our integrity is no big deal, some people steal, what are you gonna do, right? She was very like, oh no, we fired her, we were on it. But that's it, she just moved on. She's like, we have new people, I made it right with the client, that's it. There's really nothing to talk about. So I just want to encourage all of you guys and gals that are, because again, the vast majority of you are more afraid someone's going to steal something than are dealing with someone stealing something right now, that attitude and that like, yep, it happened, we made it right, is huge. And I just want to encourage all of you guys, whether it's stealing or anything else, anytime you have something go wrong with a client, most of us see it as a problem, which it can be. It can also be seen as an opportunity. Not in coaching, it's tough because nothing goes wrong, but I had a construction company where crap went wrong. You're supposed to build stuff and things are wrong and mistakes are made. And there were definitive, like, this thing isn't up or it's not working, we made mistakes. So the two ways I want to encourage you guys as service providers to deal with that is first set the stage, right? So if I'm going to clean Autumn's house or business, and I go, Autumn, you hire me, and we tend to do this, we oversell. If you hire me, everything's going to be perfect. We're never going to make a mistake. Your life's going to be great. You'll never call, because they're telling us in the sales conversation, the guy doesn't call, the guy doesn't whatever, you know, they're complaining about this. So we have this tendency to just oversell, like that we're going to be perfect. A, it's not as effective as you think. B, now what happens when I screw up or something goes wrong or someone steals something, like, now I'm a liar, right? So what I'm going to do is say something like, Autumn, if you stick with us long enough, I promise we'll screw it up. Guaranteed. There's your guarantee. We'll make a big fat mess of something in your house. The good news is I'll never leave you high and dry. We're always going to make it right. Is that okay? Autumn's never going to say no. And if she does say no, I go, well, guess what? You can't afford perfect, right? I'm sure someone out there could guarantee nothing would go wrong, but it would cost 100 times. You know, you'd have to have a SWAT team of people making, you know, you don't want to pay for that kind of perfection anyway. So, and then when something does go wrong, you go, hey, Autumn, remember at the beginning, I told you if you stuck with us long enough, well, here it is. And we're going to make it right. And the only encouragement I would give you is don't just make it right, make it better than right. Right. So, favorite examples at a restaurant, any decent restaurant, if they screw something up in a big way, you know, oh, let's get you a dessert, or, you know, drinks are on us. So they'll go, you know, if I ordered the fish and they bring me the steak, obviously they're going to bring me the fish back. I'm not going to pay for a piece of a meal I didn't want. Right. So, but a good restaurant's not going to be like, well, he ordered the steak. Sure, we brought him fish first and all of his friends ate without him. And 10 minutes later, we brought him what we ordered. We're square. We made him whole. It's like, well, you really didn't. But if they're like, oh, we'll get the dessert or drink or whatever, just some sort of something to be like, we're going to go above and beyond because we recognized it. I'll leave telling the story of, oh my gosh, like Mastro's, one of our favorite steakhouses here in Phoenix. We've been there dozens of times. They made mistakes twice that were not that big a deal. Both times they went way above and beyond what we even want. Like they were offering us desserts and they made it like it was a huge deal and it wasn't. So just a quick bit of coaching on that. Don't let it freak you out. Set the standard right off the bat of, hey, I'm going to screw up if you stick with me long enough. And then when you do screw up, don't just make them whole, make it better than whole. Find a present or a gift or something to acknowledge, hey, something went wrong, we're going to fix it. All right. Rant. Autumn's like, that wasn't my question at all. When do I get to ask my question? Well, unfortunately, Autumn, we're out of time. So best of, no, she's like, why are you so terrible to me? I'm a client. I used to, why? All right. So Autumn, what is your question that you actually wanted help with today, as opposed to the rant that I chose to give you?
Well, my question is, like, I've got a team. We have 4 cleaners as of this week, and they're doing good. But like a few weeks ago, we reached out to clients just to kind of check on them, ask for a referral, and then ask if there was anything that they had feedback wise. And there were some things. I mean, everybody loves our team, but they hesitantly said, well, maybe if this was done every time or something. And I just realized there were some holes in our services. And so right now, I'm not cleaning because I have to. I'm cleaning with them, kind of training them and kind of taking our...
Oh, hold on. Something, you literally just stopped. Hold on. We can't hear you. Oh, she's back. All right. Just give me the last 5 seconds of what you said.
Okay. I just don't exactly know what I'm doing. I'm kind of in there being like, hey, maybe do this, but that feels kind of nitpicky and I don't know.
Beautiful. So gosh, there's so much to unpack in that, both of what you're doing right in some ways. Hopefully I can give you some value to improve. So again, it's so obvious, or I shouldn't say so. It's obvious to me. Hopefully you guys are seeing it, why Autumn's company is so successful. Hey, we had a theft thing. I made it right. We fired the person. We gave the thing back. We made sure she was happy, moved on. And it wasn't what she said. It was the energy, right? So many people would be like, oh my gosh, and they'd just be all like frantic and they'd be all stressed out. Autumn's like, yeah, I got this. Second thing, do you hear the proactivity, right? I called my clients. I didn't wait for them to you know, tell me everything was bad. I called my clients. That's a big deal. Second, it may not feel great when clients go, everything's not perfect. You know, I like you and I like your team and, you know, we're not furious, but there's a couple things that doesn't feel good. We want to hear, Autumn, you're the best. You know, you make my life perfect. There's not a thing you could improve. The problem is those people, you feel good, but then they quit and just wander off in the night. You never know why. So it's really preferential to hear, I like you. And it's even better because if they just complain about everything or nitpicking and they're just like, you suck, everything sucks, then we're kind of concerned like, wait a second, maybe you're a crazy person. Maybe it's not me, maybe you're a crazy person. But when they say, you're great, Autumn, we love you. Overall, everything's great. But honestly, there is one small thing that shows that the culture and relationship you have with your client is really healthy. So I want to encourage you, Autumn, not to just take that for granted, like, oh, I'm not doing a good job, things are bad. Quite the opposite. With the same restaurant analogy, I was just talking with Lindsay, our operations manager, the other day, saying, you know, at a restaurant, a lot of times they'll ask you how things are, you're eating, they'll come by. And I don't know about you, but if something's horribly wrong, like it was terrible, I'll mention something. Or if something's really good, like, oh my gosh, this is the best prime rib I've ever had, I'll mention that. But generally there's 92% or 98% of the time, it's somewhere in the middle, right? Like, and there was a little like, oh, this wasn't quite good or this wasn't whatever, but it's small, so I don't mention it. And I do it because I'm selfish and I don't want to, you know, bust this guy's chops or this gal's chops just because I asked. But as a business owner, we would want them to go, no, honestly, here's the case, right? So I love that you're, And again, the reason I don't bring it up with the restaurant, I don't have a personal relationship with them, right? I'm not invested. And I don't know, are you just asking like, hey, how you doing? Do you really mean how am I doing? You want to hear? Or am I supposed to just say, fine, how are you? Right. So because my relationship with them isn't as good as your relationship with your clients, I say, fine, fine. How's your day? Right. Like, how's everything here? It's fine. And then he moves on thinking everything's fine. And maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. But I love that Autumn and Cleaning Nation make sure that when you ask, don't get upset when they say something. Be happy. Because the alternative is I go, oh, everything was fine. Thank you for asking. And I turn to my wife and go, man, the thing was late and the food is cold. We're never coming back. And we just never come back. Right. And that's it. That's the end of it. So we definitely want them to respond the way they responded. All right. The second thing is I love that Autumn, a lot of people get uptight. Oh, defensive, right? Like, you know, hey, how's everything? Well, the food is a little cold. And the guy, you know, I said, I asked for a side of this and he forgot. And the guy's like, well, you know, John's been here for 5 years and he gets all huffy. I'm like, whoa, I'm out. You asked me, dude. And that is for sure the last time I came, right? So Autumn said it perfectly. Yeah, they had some concerns. And doesn't sound like she got defensive. Doesn't sound like, okay, that's just Mike complaining. She's like, they had some concerns. I want to fix it. So all that's good. And you take an action to fix it, it's good. The one piece of feedback that I think we can switch in your mind that we'll just take from good to better is two things. One, please, please, please make a distinction between training and cleaning. So you're like, oh, I'm out there cleaning, not because I have to. You are not cleaning. You are training. And if in the process of you training your people, something happens to get cleaned or you happen to pick up a rag, that's fine. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Okay. So perfect example. I don't do any one-on-one coaching. There's no amount Autumn or anyone else could pay for me to, I shouldn't say there's no amount, but it's a ridiculous amount that no one would pay, right? Like I don't do one-on-one coaching. But when Autumn says, so I could say to friends or family or business associates, oh, I don't do any one-on-one coaching, but they go, you're coaching Autumn one-on-one right now. It's like, no, I'm creating a podcast. And one of the results of that podcast is Autumn is going to get some coaching, which is great, but this is really one to thousands coaching, right? So for all of you owners of cleaning companies, please don't go, I'm out in the field to check on my, to just to bring my employees Cokes or to encourage them or to give them training or to check in on clients. That's not in the field cleaning, even if in the act of doing that, you clean something. So are you okay with that kind of massive distinction?
Yes. Yeah. And that's helpful.
Okay. So yeah, don't even say I'm in the field cleaning, but I don't have to. I couldn't say I'm in the field training because mm-hmm. That's really the case. And obviously if you're training someone to clean, at some point you might clean something. That's fine. Right. That's not cleaning. That's training. Okay. So that's the first distinction for everybody. And then for Autumn, the last thing I want to give you is I love your fear of like, I don't know what to teach them. So just about always, whether it's hiring, training on the initial training or doing the ongoing training, which is kind of higher level stuff. Most people are still like, I can't get people. I can't get them to stick. I don't know how to get someone from stranger to trained. They're so busy in that. Now that Autumn's got that locked out, your ability to be like, now I want to up, you know, continue, create a system to continue that training. So they're always continuing to stay good. That's the money. That's the high dollar stuff that owners should be working on. So you're doing everything right, like you should be. Okay. So the way I would do that is I would move honest to goodness from, all right. So there's two parts of it. One is because I heard you say, I don't know how to teach them. I don't know what, like clean this, do that, do whatever. So what most people want to hear, and this is the correct answer for 20% of it, is some sort of a checklist or system or process like that. And we'll talk about that, but that really is 20% of it. 80% of it is making sure you have the right person, right? So I'll give you the checklist part first, which I don't want to focus on. And then we'll talk about the core values part, which is really the key to the whole operation. So easiest way is there should be a checklist. And like perfect example is core values. When we've got folks in training and they give me a core value, and it doesn't make sense. And I ask them and they go, oh, hold on. They have to explain it. I'm like, if you have to explain it, it's not a good core value. The words should explain the words, right? Or on a website, when I go, I don't know what the call to action is. Someone asked me to review their website and I go, who's this for? What do I need? And they start explaining, no. But you go, but you're not on the website with them to explain. If you have to be with them to explain it, it's not good. The job of the website is to explain. So the goal I would do, the way I would create a checklist is I would just create your crappy version 1.0, right? That's something we teach, just terrible version 1.0, get it out there, have your people use it and just stay in their silo. And they're going to do something wrong and you're going to go, and you're going to be quiet and write that wrong thing down. And then after they've gone through the whole thing, then you'll take them with the checklist and walk through them with the notes and you'll make version 2.0 of the checklist. And at some point you'll get to the point where 80-90% of the stuff is caught on the checklist. It's never going to be 100% because there's always new circumstances that come up, right? So that's the checklist part. As you make a checklist, the only magic to that is zip the lip, right? You're going to be tempted to go, no, but you don't understand. The checklist is clear. Let me just explain. The problem is maybe the checklist is clear, right? I do that with my coaching all the time. I'm like, this is clear as a bell. But if they don't get it, they don't get it. I got to fix it. I can't yell at you guys, be smarter. I have to yell at me and go, coach better, right? Like, that's why I'm here. So no matter how clear you think your checklist is, if people are consistently doing it wrong, write it again. Even if you're right, who cares, right? If you're like, you should get it, maybe they should, but they don't. What are you going to do, right? Same with the website. If I'm going over your website, you're like, hey, dummy, you should get this. I'm like, maybe I should, but me and all the other visitors don't. So fix your website as opposed to, you know, you can't be at every website visitor yelling at them. Look here, click here, scroll here. You're missing the point. So that's the 20% of the checklist part. The reality is if you have the right person, they don't need a checklist. And if you have the wrong person, all the checklists in the world aren't going to help. So I use myself as an example because I can't think of a worse cleaner in the world. But let's say we shared core values and I don't have yours memorized. I've got mine memorized. So I'm having fun making money, being real and helping out. So say those were your core values and I came to work for you because I'm really attracted to those core values, right? And I'm not a real good cleaner, truth be told. but I was about having fun, right? I know if I do a crap job, the person's going to yell at me, maybe you, maybe my partner, who it's not even their fault. I just know that's not going to be fun, right? So I think it's a lot more fun to be an honest person. And if I'm going to take money, do the job I said I was going to take the money. You know, like make everyone happy is to me fun. Be real. If you say you need to do X, Y, and Z to do a good job, or you need to clean well, if they're not happy, that's not cool. And I go, I'll make them happy, Autumn. I'll take your money. I'll do a good job. I have to not be real because I lied and took your money, even though I had no intent of doing a good job, or I have to do a good job, make money. I know you're not going to make money and I'm not going to make money if we do a crap job, and then help out. Who am I helping if I do a crap job? So even though I'm not a good cleaner and I wouldn't want the job, if I accepted the job, which I wouldn't, but if I did, because of my core values, I'll do a great job without the, I don't need to check. You know what I'm saying? There's no checklist to be like, do a good job. You know what I'm saying? You know what half-ass looks like. You know what a good job looks like. Do a good job. Because I'm a core values match, I'll do those things. However, with no checklist, not to say you wouldn't give me a checklist, but I'm still going to do a good job, right? If I'm not a core values match, you give me the perfect checklist. Let's say I could give it to you. The problem is if I'm not there to have fun and I'm cranky and I'm not being real and I'm just disingenuous with you, I don't care about helping anybody out other than myself. And I don't even care if you make any money. You can have a checklist in the world. I ain't going to look at it, right? So I would put 80 for everybody. I'd put 80% of my focus on hiring the right people and stoking the fire of the core values that is already inside of them, and then just equipping them. And then the equipping is really easy. Once you've got the right people, so easy. Like the team that we have here at Grow My Cleaning Company, I do so little management, almost no manual. I do leadership, I do encouragement, I make sure that the culture's in place. But Jared's better at his job than I am. So I stay the heck out of his way. And Lindsay's better at her job than I am. So I just hire really good people that are core values match and I back off, right? All right, that's the kind of overreaching thing. Questions, comments, needs, did I get you what you need, or is there still some fuzziness for you?
No, I think that's good. The whole stepping back and watching them, that's helpful. Because I mean, I don't know. I'm like, do I clean beside them? So no, that's much better advice.
And it's honestly, it sounds easy. Like, oh, great. I'll just relax. It's harder. It's so much harder. Any of us that have 4-year-olds, it's so much easier to just clean their stupid room than try and teach them to clean their room. So you think like, oh, watching them clean much easier than cleaning. It's like, no, because they're terrible at it. And it's like nails on a chalkboard watching the 4-year-old, like just wander off, you know, when he's supposed to be cleaning. So hopefully your people are at least 7, you know, your employees, but, that frustration is there. All right. Autumn, what's the one thing about you and your company and your team that Cleaning Nation doesn't know and you want to let them know before we call it a day?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
It can be anything you like about you, about your family, about your company. It could be professional. It could be fun. Anything in your years on this earth that you've learned that you think might be of value to Cleaning Nation. Here's your platform, young lady. Oh, she chose this one moment to go mute again. It's so weird. For all those of you that we can hear you, sister. For those of you that are not on the video, I'm watching her. Nothing seems to be touched. It just went from mute to unmute. We'll try one more time, Autumn. If we can't get anything, we'll call it a day. Are you there?
Oh, I'm back.
There we go. I can see you fine. All right. You got a chance to do it, to practice it with no one can hear. Let's hear it again. What's the one thing that you want to share with Cleaning Nation about you, your business life, philosophy, anything you want?
Just that our business, we like each other. So my team and I, we communicate, we use Slack like you do, and we have parties once a month and we just enjoy each other. So that makes work a little bit more fun.
That sounds a lot like a core values match about a strong culture. And that's why, yeah, that's so you put someone in that healthy environment that enjoys each other. And I want to Slack you and I want to be, you know, the party. That's my own free time. I want to be there because I like you as human beings. That person without a checklist is going to do far better than, listen, Autumn, I don't care about you. I don't care about Slack. I will do my job. I'll do it well. Just pay me and I'm out. That guy or gal. You can all checklist in the world. He's he or she's going to do what he wants to do. So I love that we have fun. We enjoy each other. This is something. And by the way, that's going to keep, we all know for in the cleaning business, turnover can be high. That can be an expensive part of what we do. Liking them and them liking you really takes a turnover down. Cause as opposed to, oh, I'm going to quit this crappy $12 an hour job for that crappy $12 an hour job or $12.32 an hour job. They're like, ah, I like these people. I enjoy. You're like, the new job, maybe they won't know my name. Maybe I won't like them. Maybe they won't, you know what I'm saying? So love, love, love. Sounds like you're doing just about everything we've talked about, right, Autumn? So Cleaning Nation, be like Autumn. If you'd like more help, I don't know if Autumn offers any coaching, but if she did, you should call her. This girl's got it going on.
I'll just send them to you. I'll be like, I learned everything I know from them. So
not everything. I'll give you that for daggum. But yeah, Autumn's been through our program. She did great. So some of the things, but you're a very smart lady with or without us. All right. So if you would like any of our help, growmaincleaningcompany.com has got everything we offer. I don't even think there's anything for sale. I think it's just a bunch of free, amazing stuff. I would start with there's a free on-demand training. I would start there. We are just about to do a 2-day live event. Not in person, unfortunately, because you know, the whole COVID nonsense. But if you want to do that, go to growmaincleaningcompany.com/event. There's a Facebook group, all sorts of free crap to find ways to work less, make more, have a bigger impact with your cleaning company. Check it out, growmaincleaningcompany.com. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmaincleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.